Okay, today is Daf Yud Beis of Brachos. We're on Daf Yud Beis. We're about 8 lines down by the two dots where it says, V'kor and Aseres HaDibros. This is talking about the Kahanim. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would say Aseres HaDibros. Shema, they would say Shema. V'hayim Shemoa. V'yomer. Three Brachos of Kriya Shema. Emes V'yativ. They would say Emes V'yativ. V'avoda, which is Ritzei. Ritzei. Or Brachas Kahanim. What about Shemona Esrei? Doesn't seem to be in the list. Then they would say, Berachas Kahanim is Duchanim. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Af Begvulin, also in the rest of the world, Bikshu, Likros, Cain, they also wanted to say Yesaris Adibros, also in the rest of the world. Ella, Shekvar Bitlum, they got rid of that minug. Mibnei, Tarumos, Haminim, because of the complainers of the Minim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shalot, right here, Shalot Yomru, people shouldn't say, to the Amoratsim, Ein Shar Torah Emes. The whole Torah is not true. You don't believe in the Torah. Fateidah, prove it. Shein Korin Elamash Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Shamu Mipiv Misinai. Because the only thing you say is Aseres HaDibros, which are from Mount Sinai. What about the rest of the Torah? That you don't believe in. I would just say, a second later, we're going to say Shema.
Right.
Right? So what kind of tain is that? It's a funny taina. A second later, we're saying Shema. This is the precursor to Shema. Whenever we say this, we're going to say Shema also. So what do you mean we only believe in... So the Ein Yaakov asked that question, and there's a Tosus in the Yerushalmi that seems to say that, first of all, Kriya Shema is merames somehow to the Aseres HaDibros. With enough digging, you can get... So really, it's the same thing twice. That's one answer. The other answer is, nah... The only reason why we're saying Kriya Shema is because Moshe Rabbeinu asked us to say Kriya Shema. And you know what? We're wearing tefillin, and we're wearing tzitzis. It's all Moshe Rabbeinu made everything up. Oh, listen to him, we'll say Kriya Shema. It doesn't mean that we believe that it's God-given. Aseres HaDibros is God-given. It's in the Torah that it's God-given. The rest of it doesn't say it's God-given, so let's get a weak answer like that. The Ben Yehuda gives a whole nother pshat. Not that a whole nother pshat, I can argue on Rashi, but Ben Yehuda says, you know what it means? That the Torah of Minim, what it means is, people are going to say, what are you saying Aseres HaDibros for? You're holding Aseres HaDibros? You keep a signal? You keep all these Averis? What are you saying it for? And it shows us out to be a bunch of hypocrites. So it's better not to say it than to have to be subject to that. You hear that? That's Ben Yehoyad that says that word. Anyway, okay. Tanya Nami Hachi, another Brisa, Rav Nathan Omer, Bigvulin, Bikshu, Likros, Cain, they wanted to say it. Ela shekvar bitlum. It was already batal. Netarumas aminim. Because of the aminim. It sounds like there was a minute to say it. That's what it sounds like. There was a minute to say it. They got rid of it. And then they wanted to reinstate it. Because what does it mean? Kfar bitlum. We already got rid of it. It sounds like it was a minute to say it. Then they got rid of it. Then they wanted to reinstate it. No, we're not reinstating it. Kfar bitlum, they already got rid of it for a very good reason. What's the reason? Either because people are going to accuse us, it's all we believe in. Or because we're going to be accused of being hypocrites.
Just repeat the same thing that was
written. Because it's Tanya Nami Hachi. Another Bryce said the same thing. Ra'ra Rachana Savar, Limikvi'inhu Besura. He wanted to establish it in Surah. Amalei Reb Chista, Kfar Bitlum, but we already got rid of it. Metarum Tzaminim. We already got, how many times do you want to try? We already got rid of it. Amei Mar Savar, fourth time. Limikvi'inhu Benaharda. Amalei Reb Ashi, Kfar Bitlum, Metarum Tzaminim. We got rid of it because we got rid of it already. Because of the Minim. We already got rid of it. Okay, then we said, on Shabbos, Mosifin Bracha Achas. We added one Bracha, L'mishmar Hayotze, to the outgoing Mishmar. Shabbos was the day that they switched. Shachris, the outgoing Mishmar, did it. Minchatan, the incoming Mishmar, took over. They gave him a Bracha on their departure. My Bracha Achas, what's the Bracha? Amar Rav, Chelbo, Mishmar Hayotze, Omer, L'mishmar Hanichnas, the outgoing one, said to the incoming one, Misha Shachin and Shmo B'Bayis Hazeh, the one who dwells in this house, who Yishkan Beinechem Ava Achva V'Shalom V'Reis. He should be among you with peace, love. Achva is brotherhood, Shalom is peace, and Reis is friendship. It says Tosfos, that's not a bracha. It's not a bracha. It says bracha achas. What bracha is that? It's a hirat, it's a tefillah, it's not a bracha. It says the little Tosfos, second Tosfos, Tema Ksas, Maihi, Hova Lesbe El Shlo Shein V'Lo Malchus. So what kind of bracha is that? So the Magid Taluma says that, one second,
When Jews bless each other, it's called a bracha, even if there's no shem malchus. That's the daven. You can't make a bracha on an apple without a shem, without malchus. It's not a bracha. When Jews give other Jews brachas, it could be.
That's one answer. Second answer, he gives a different.
You say brichya to someone, that's a
bracha. Right, exactly. That when listen to this. When the Bnei Yisrael wish each other good, there's no better bracha than that. It's the greatest bracha in the world. That a Jew wishes another Jew, he should have peace and happiness and good relationship with Hashem. What's better? It's the best bracha of all. Okay. Then we said, Makom Shana Amru Lahairich, if there's a law, whatever that meant, it was Machlok, what that meant, right? Makom Shana Amru Lahairich, the Hairich, Makom Shana Gu Lakatzer Lakatzer. At a left field, the Gemara has the following question. Now, it's a little hard. You have to keep your head, pay attention to this. Pshita, it's clear. Hecha denakat kasa dechamer biyadei. You have a cup of wine in your hand. A cup of wine in your hand. V'kesavar shircha, but you think it's beer. It's a funny looking wine, or it's a funny looking beer, and you're holding wine, you think it's beer. U'pasak u'bavarech adaitei deshichra. And you start off saying a bracha of shahakol, because I think it's beer. And the bracha of beer is shakal. While I'm saying the bracha, I remember, it's not beer, it's wine. V'sayim b'dechamra. And you end off saying the bracha on wine. You said it right. You ended off saying it right. Yatza, you're yatza. Why? Because even if you want to tell me that your kavana was on shakal, which it was, and that your beginning kavana governs the bracha, right? It would still be good. Why? De'i nami im omar shahakol ni'ebid varo yotza. Because even if you would have actually ended off saying shahakol ni'ebid varo, you'd still be yotze. Why? Because the halacha is that a shahakol is a catch-all bracha, and if you say it even on wine, it'll be yotze b'di'ebid anyway. Did not. I'll kul im omar shahakol ni'ebid varo yotza. On every bracha, if you end off saying shahakol, you're yotze. So the fact that you had a wrong kavana in the middle of the bracha does not ruin the bracha. Okay? However, what about the other way around? The other way around is like this. That's pshita. No question about that. Ella, what about the other case? Hecha denakat kase deshichra biyadei. You have a cup of beer in your hand. Vikasavar dechamrahu. And you think it's wine. Right? You think it's wine. So you start making a bari pri hagafen because you think it's wine. V'sayim b'deshichra, but then you, it's not wine. And you end off saying, shakal yabit varo, my, what's the story? Now we have a question.
Right.
What's the question? Because you have switched your kavana in the middle. So basar ikr bracha azlinan? Do we go after the ikr bracha? What's the ikr bracha? Right? Shem Malchus, the Iker Bracha, when I said Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, I had in mind wine, right? Or Basar Chasima Azlinan. Or do we go after the Chasima? And the Chasima was good. I ended off good. Right? That's the Gemara's question. So far so good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why does that come up in the previous question? You said the right thing. The Baal Shachol is fine for everything.
Because in the previous one, it doesn't matter that your kavana and your chasima were different. It doesn't matter. Because even if you would have ended it off Shachol, you'd for sure be yotze.
It's a catch-all.
So the fact that you're inconsistent chmachshavas is irrelevant. Here it's relevant. Okay? Okay. So Tashma, what's this doing here? Tashma. Here's why it's here. We have a braisa that says like this. Shachris, in the morning, you come to shul in the morning, and you're half asleep. So what do? You say, Pasach b'yotzer or, you start off saying the bracha right. U'mesayim b'mayriv aravim, and you end off saying the bracha for mayriv, because you're half asleep, you think it's mayriv time, you don't know what you're saying, you're half asleep. Lo yotza, you're not yotze. Which sounds right? Why are you not yotze?
Because you said the wrong bracha.
What?
Because you said the wrong bracha.
You ended off with the wrong bracha.
Yeah.
What?
Yotze.
You're not yotze. You're bracha of brachas krishma. You said the wrong bracha.
But is that a mitzvah to say? It's not a mitzvah, but if I'm sitting here in the morning and I'm saying a bracha of Bar Mamim Zonos during Krishma, it's wrong.
Right?
It's wrong. Right? Same thing over here. It's not Meyer now, it's the morning. What do you say the bracha of Meyer for? You made a mistake. So not Yotze. You have to say it again. Arvis, if it's Meiriv, well, I'm sorry, Pasach b'Meiriv. Now you go to shul at night. You're also half asleep. And you start off b'Arvim.
No, the Shachos, you say Meiriv. You start off b'Meiriv.
No.
Shachos, no?
Pasach b'Yotze or. V'Sayim b'Meiriv Aravim. You started off right and you ended off wrong. Lo Yotze. Pasach b'Meiriv Aravim. You started off b'Meiriv at night. Started off the right way. V'sayim b'yotzer or, and you end off with yotzer or.
No, in the morning.
One second. In the morning, I'm sorry, the morning. Pasach b'Meiriv Aravim. Right, you have to sleep in the morning. You have to sleep in the morning. You start off saying b'Meiriv. What am I doing? And then you end off the right way. Yotzer, you're yotzer also. Sounds like all we care about is how you end off. Right, all the cases you're yotzer. If you end off right, you go good. Arvis by Meiriv. Pasach b'Meiriv Aravim. You start off saying Meiriv like you're supposed to. Then in the middle of the bracha, you get all tamished. V'sayim b'yotzer or, and you end off with Shachris bracha. Lo yotzer, you're not yotzer.
Wrong bracha.
The wrong bracha, not yotzer. Even though you started off right. Pasach b'yotzer or b'Meiriv. You started off with the morning bracha. Why? Because you're all tamished, famished. V'sayim b'Meiriv Aravim, and you end off saying it right. Yotze, yotze. Now, I know what the Gemara is going to say next. Klolo shaldover. Here's the rule. Hakol holech achar hachasim. Everything goes how you end it off. The fact that you tamished in the middle doesn't make a difference. You end it off right, you get the check mark. Okay, this person said brachas good. Not the best one. It's not going to be a gold check mark, but it's a check mark. You said the right bracha. Right? Good? So too, in our question about the bracha of the wine and the beer, as long as you end it off right, it should be good. In the middle of the wrong kavanah, so what? You end it off right. The
kavanah is not critical.
The kavanah is not critical. What's critical? You end it off the right way. That's what's critical, right? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not true. Shiny Hassam. Maybe it's different. It's different in the case of the Birchas Kriyashma. Birchas Kriyashma is different. Why is it different? The Ka'amar Baruch Yotzer Hama'oros. Because you said Baruch Yotzer Hama'oros. What does that mean? Without Rashi, you don't know what these three words mean. Rashi explains, the Rashi of Shani Hassam. Ka'amar. Dilma, now I'm not 100% sure what Rashi means, but it's opening line over here. Dilma Psicha Eina Klum. Maybe the opening bracha that you have is taka nothing. It's wrong. You start off by Shachris saying Meir of Brachas. Why saying Meir of Brachas? Because you're half asleep. Then at the end, wait a minute, it's the morning now. What am I doing? You say you end off right. Maybe, V'had dekatani yatza, that's why you yotze. You know why you yotze? L'fisha chazar v'chosein ba bibaruch yotzer hama'oros. Because yotzer hama'oros and Meir of 2 end off with a bracha. It ends off with a bracha. It starts with a bracha, it ends with a bracha. Right? So how do you end off? Here, let me piss on that sitter.
What are you saying? The whole algebra? He's saying the whole paragraph of Meir of Aravim? What are you saying?
No. So let's say Shachris, for example. Shachris. The bracha of Yotze Or starts off. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melechem, Yotze Or, Baruch Hoshech, Oseh Shalvar Yitzhakol. You don't say that. You don't say that, because you think it's Meiriv. So davening Meiriv. Then you get to the end of this bracha. How do we end off? Bracha to Hashem, Yotze Amoros. It ends off with a bracha. It ends with a bracha. So you end it off with a bracha. So what's the big deal? That's why it's good. Because you end it off saying a bracha. But the bracha of Shahakal is just one sentence. There's just one bracha. There's no, basically, by Birchas Kriyashma, there's two brachas. You start with a bracha, and you end with a bracha. So the fact that you made the wrong bracha in the beginning because you thought it was Meiriv, so what? You end it off with a bracha. You end it off saying, Bracha to Hashem, Yotzer Moros. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says three words.
Does anybody ask how you can bring a comparison by a bracha on food, bracha tasham lekinim alchalom is the same.
Exactly. That's why it wouldn't be good. You have a wrong kavan in the middle, you end off right, it's not good.
But you're saying it's because it's one bracha. I'm saying because the words are the same. Bracha
Right, so while Bracha to Hashem, I can't wait to drink this wine. It's such a good bottle of wine. I can't wait. Oh, it's not wine. Oh, Shakal
Yom Yivar. Right, if you said the same words, you would have been saying. In the second case, you're not saying the same words. It's different words.
I understand. But the point is, you end off with the right bracha. You end off with the right bracha. By the way, in our case, you also end off with the right bracha. It's supposed to be Shakal, you said Shakal. You end off with the right bracha. So you had the wrong kavan in the middle. So we're trying to compare the two. Can't compare the two at all. By Kriya Shema, you end off with a bracha. There's a real bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Yotam Oros. So you said a bracha. You said a bracha. So you started off wrong, it's a big deal. But at the end of the day, you said a bracha. Here, by the case of Shahakol, yeah, it's the same one bracha. But halfway through, you had the wrong kavanas. So therefore, by the way, by Kriya Shema, when you end off with the right bracha, you had the right kavana. You woke up, oh, it's the morning now. Oh, bracha to Hashem, Yotam Oros. Shakol in the way. So that's good. Why? Because that's what Rashi explains. The chasima, you end off right. That's a separate bracha in its own right. El shahakol, when it comes to shahakol, she'en chosim lo b'baruch. There's no end off with a bracha. It's one bracha. U'b'sichasa adayte d'bori pri agafen, and you start off thinking it's agafen, eim alo yatza, maybe you're not yotze. That's why it's not the same. Anyone got that? You end off with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Yotam Oros.
Was the Yotam Oros Borechoshech? Is that considered half of the bracha, or that, what is that considered?
It's like its own bracha. So the bracha starts off, then you have a very long tefillah, and you end off with a bracha. We call it one big bracha.
One bracha.
It's a one huge bracha, right? Now you have to say 100 brachas a day, right? Is this counted as one or two? I don't know. They have those charts. We have one here somewhere. So is it counted as one or two? I don't know. But the point is, since you end off with a bracha, of course it's good. Of course it's good. But who said shahakol would be good like this? Now, 1 second. Yeah?
The Gemara doesn't say that sorry, bracha to Hashem and Ma'ariv Arvin.
No, so by Ma'ariv, the same thing.
You can also say that the Gemara is reading that he saw bracha to Hashem in the last bracha, and then be like, oh my God, I'm saying the wrong bracha.
I hear you. I hear you.
You could change in the middle of the bracha also.
What?
There's no indication that he can change it.
Correct. So I think the Gemara is assuming that for those that last bracha, you had the right kavana. I think the Gemara is assuming that. And the whole middle, you were famished. And you started off famished. I know. But the Gemara assumes that. Same thing with Ma'ariv. You start off, bracha to Hashem, l'kenem el cholam, and you have a whole bracha. Then, bracha to Hashem, Ma'ariv haravim. So you have a bracha at the end also. That's why you're yotze. But by shahakol, there's only one bracha. Who said you're yotze? You have the wrong kavana in the middle? That's the Gemara. Now, 1 second. By both these brachas, there's no elokeinu melech ha'olam.
Right.
It just says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yotam Oros. Is that even a bracha? Is that even a bracha? That's a machlokas. Ha, Nichol Rav. This all makes sense according to Rav, the Amar who says, Kol bracha she'ein bas karas Hashem, ain't a bracha shapir. You have to have at least Hashem's name. If you don't know Hashem's name, it's not even a bracha. That's not even a bracha. Right? El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar who says, Kol bracha she'ein ba malchus ain't a bracha, Ma'ikal Lameimar. You have to have malchus also in order for it to be a bracha. So there's no malchus in these ending off brachas, right. So they're not really brachas. If they're not really brachas, then Kriya Shema and Shahakol are comparable. Just like you're all famished, you have to sleep when you say the start of Kriya Shema, but you end off good. Why end off good? Why is it good? Not because you end off with a, that's not even a bracha. Bracha to Hashem without malchus is not even a bracha. So why is it good? Because you ended off good. That's why it's good. Say that with Shahakol. I ended off good. It should be good. I had nothing to do with the fact that you have a bracha at the end. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not called a bracha. So the Gemara says, that's a good kasha. Ella, kiven to Amar Rabba Bar Ula, kidei lahazkir miras yom balayla, umiras layla bayom. Now, there's a different verse. We have an obligation by day to mention the night, and by night to mention the day. Right? This is such a concept, right? We don't worship the sun, we don't worship the moon. We don't worship either of them. We recognize by the day, oh, it's Hashem, we created both, right? Until we start off. Bracha to Hashem, Yotzer Or, Uvar Yechoshech. In the morning, we mention both. And by the day, we also mention both. So therefore, since it's such a concept, Ki Ka'amar Bracha, Umalchus Meikara, Atar Vayu Ka'amar. When you said the Bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Olokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or, Uvar Yechoshech, that's considered, I don't know how that's Malchus. The Melech Olam is Malchus. He's saying malchus, and you mention both day and night, so you're yotze no matter what you say. Why? I eat the wrong bracha. It's night that I'm saying this bracha in the morning. It doesn't make a difference. You're supposed to mention day and night by both. And the fact that you end off by when you end off the right way, that's good, for sure good. So it's not no raya what our case would be by the wine. There's no raya. Okay?
The bottom line is, it's apples and oranges, bottom line.
Correct. 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 Right? And Rashi points out, the Rashi of Ella Kivan de Omar. Ella lo tema, mishum de sayim chasim asa yatsa. The reason why you're yote is not because you ended off right. That's not the reason, by Shema. That's not the reason. That was just as a coincidence. That's not the reason. Ella psicha nami ma'al yasi. Even you started off wrong, it's also good. It's also good. Why is it good? It's the morning. Why am I saying Meir? The answer is, there's no raya here to beer and wine. Not no apples and oranges. Why? Only by Shachris and Meir would we have such an entertaining such a thing that if you start off with the wrong brachas, it's good. Why? Because when you start off by Shachris, adaite de Meir, thinking it's Meir, a Meir of Aravim who, daite lad kuri ba midas halayla ba yom, could go on gol or, we should say by Meir, gol or, right? Therefore, you have the right kavanas. You have the wrong words. Because it's not Ma'ariv now, it's Shachris. You have the wrong words, but it's the right intent. What's the right intent? To mention night and day. See, I used the wrong bracha. Okay, you shouldn't have done that. You should be more alert. All right, no, not the end of the world. And the fact that you ended off right, that's for sure clinches it was good. You can't, there's no comparison to a bracha of Shachal or Hagafen at all. Not a raya at all. Now, Toshma, let's try to bring a raya. Misefa, the ending line of this brisa said, Kol Sheldavar, here's the rule. Kol Holech Achar Achosem, Sheldavar. Everything goes how you ended it off. So I ended it off right. Why isn't that a good raya? I ended it off right, no? So, Lasuye Mai, what does that come to include? Lav Lasuye Had the Amar, doesn't it include our case of wine and beer? Doesn't it include our case? What else does it include? So Gemara says, no, lo. A different case. Latsuye nahama is bread, vitamri and dates. And it's going to be the exact same case. Gemara says, one, hey chidon, what's the case? E lema da achal nahama, you ate bread. You ate bread, the kasavar, you, the tamri, and you thought it was dates. Upasach adayte, the tamri, and you wanted to now say a bracha on the dates. Visayim bidinahama, and you end off making a bracha on bread. Hainu ba'ayim. That's the exact same case as ours. That's the exact same case as the wine, right? It's the exact same case as the wine. How is it the same case? How is it the same case? Right? You're holding bread in your hand. You think it's dates.
You ended off.
You want to make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem. Olkeinu melech olam. You're going to say bar pri eitz.
Right.
You end up saying, Amot yilecha min ha'aretz. How's that the same case at all?
No, it's the other way.
One second. Okay, how's it the same?
It's the other way, though.
No, it's not. The achal nama, you ate bread, fixed over the tamri. You thought it was dates.
And he made a bracha.
Achal upasach adaita the tamri. You start off saying a bracha on dates. What's a bracha on dates?
Bar pri eitz.
V'sayi b'dinama. And you end off saying wine, Hainu b'dai. It's the same question we have. It's the same question. That's our question. It's not a new case. It's the same exact question. Does it go by the chasim or the pesicha? Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, look at what Rashi says. It's the same case. Rashi says, the habirchas hatamarim, because the bracha on dates, what bracha is on dates? Al ha'etz, the al pri ha'etz.
Right.
He's telling you the ending bracha. The ending brach is al-mikhya. Ina olu lebrichas halechem. That's not the same thing as bread. D'i hacha pashta sakol halechach ha-chosam brachas u'adin l'cham v'shechach. It's the same case. Why did Rashi throw in the ending of chasima? Because Rashi read the Gemara carefully. We didn't. Rashi was a close reader. By the wine it says, how does it start off the Gemara by wine? Hech d'nokat kasi. You have a cup in your hand. You didn't drink it yet. And what does it say over here? Right? What does it say over here? Tashma. The achal nama, you already ate it. You already ate it. You already ate it. Now, what bracha achrona do you make? She started off making a bracha achrona for benching, and then you realize, wait a minute, this is not bread. This is not bread. This is dates. And you end off saying ala eight. You're yotze. It's the same question. The Rashi had to change it to bracha achrona because he read the Gemara carefully. You hear that? Now, it's the same case. So lo tzricha, the case is the opposite way. Kigon, the achal tamri, you ate dates. The kasavar nama, you thought it was bread. Upasach, achal upasach b'denama. So you started benching. You started benching v'sayim b'detamri, and then you end off saying alamichya yotza, you yotza. Why? That feel v'sayim b'denama nami yotza. Because even if you would have said benching, you'd be yotze. My time. Why is that? The tamri nami meizan zayni, because tamrim also fill you up in a certain way, and therefore benching would be yotze. You'd be yotze. So what's the answer of our question about the wine? We don't have an answer.
Yeah.
There is no answer. Right? Now, there's a two dot, there's a new thing now, a new sukkah now. Yeah. There's no answer to this question. What do we? How do we hold? What do we do? What do you do in such a case? It could happen. You're holding something and you go, what is that? It's wine. That's not wine. Right? It could happen. So what do you do? So Tosfa says in the Lav La Suye, Nama, a parish of Ilfis, the Rif explains, Hashta now, the Ifshate, the Ayin, we don't have an answer. There's no answer to this question. Azlina Lakula, you were makel, tafilu pasach b'chamra, fasayim b'shichra, yotza, you're yotze. As long as you end off right, you're yotze. Why? Ri haya omer, l'chumra, we would go l'chumra, t'tzarech l'varech pamacheres. You have to make another bracha. Do we have a rule, safek brachas l'hakel? You're making another bracha for. You ended off the right way. You ended off right. In the middle, you had the wrong kavana. So the Marshal explains, it must be, we only say suffic brachas by mitzvahs. He holds that. We don't hold like that. But he must have held that. Therefore, you have to make another bracha. Umihu, hayomar ben otam, im hayodea beberu, shatah bediburo, shomar bar priya eight, tachas bar priya gafen, besoch kidei dibur, yachol achzebo. Besoch kidei dibur, you could change your mind. Everyone heard of that halacha? Toch kidei dibur, bar priya eight. That's good. That's good. You can change your mind. Toch kedei dibur. Why? We have a rule like that. You say something. It doesn't. You could, within a few seconds, you can change your mind. V'chein. Yeah. V'chein b'yantif b'chasima shal yantif imta bein mekadesh yisol v'azmanim omer mekadesh haShabbos. Right. Yantif yidavin yantif is mekadesh. It's not Shabbos. Right away, you remember. You remind yourself. You can change your mind. It's as if you didn't say it, and the second thing you said is counts. Right. V'chazer b'toch kedei dibur. Achrei shu yodeh shu yantif. Because you know it's yantif. Yeah. So then, listen to this question. The hiksha, which is tomorrow's daf.
Don't we say baruch shem kvod nafusov?
When?
When you make the wrong bracha.
That's not toch kedei dibur.
When?
I don't know. When do you say that? I don't know.
If you've already completed the bracha.
So you can still change your mind. You can still change your mind. Toch kedei dibur, you can change your mind.
He didn't complete it.
No, it's Tolkien Dibur. You don't have to go on to that. Tolkien Dibur, you can just change your mind. Exactly what he's saying.
So what is it, 5 minutes later?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Even 5 seconds later is too long. Then listen to this one question. Viksha Harav Rav Yaakov Mikinon, my kumi boyle. What's the question here? V'ha vadai mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. Mitzvahs don't require kavana. Mitzvahs.
Oh,
that's his answer. Mitzvahs don't require kavana. V'haya omer hari, t'hayana b'shemeya tefila achar beis haknesses. Yeah, you're walking by a shul, the lonis kavin latte. You have no kavana to be, and it happened to be the blown shofar right then. While you're walking by the shul, they happen to be blown shofar. You have no kavana. You come home, your wife says, did you hear shofar today? I didn't see you in shul. Yeah, you know what? When I was walking by, I heard. You're yotze. You didn't have any kavana, you're yotze. Right? So what do you see? You don't have to have kavana. So, that's true. Well, it's a machlokas, but let's assume that that's true. Avol hecha did it chaver levarach ala yayin v'ntashecha lo mahani. You can't have the wrong kavana. You can't have the wrong, I'm thinking it's wine. So I have a kavana for wine. You can't walk by the shul. I'm not being yotze. You do that, you're not yotze. You can't have the wrong kavana. You can have blanket kavana. Hey, you have the wrong kavana. So it does not, that therefore, even if you hold mitzvah ain't shvichas kavana, this would be no good.
So less is more.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Amar Rav Bar Chinana, Sava Mishmei Derav. Kol Shelo Amar Emes V'Yatziv Shachris. You don't say Emes V'Yatziv by morning. V'Emes V'Muna Arvis L'Yatziv Yidei Chavaso. You're not Yotzei Yerchiv. Shinemar, it says in Tehillim, L'Hagid B'Boker Chazdecha. Right? To say B'Boker is Chesed. V'Emunas Chabalelos. And Emun is at night. And how does that fit into what we're saying over here? Rashi explains the second wide skinny line before the lines get wide at the bottom. Ubrachas emes v'yatziv kul al chesed. Emes is all chesed. She'asa ima kodesh v'osenu shotiyam imitzrayim ubachalona v'sayam v'aviram. Ubrachas emes v'muna. What's emes v'muna? That's what does the pasuk say? L'hagid b'boker chazdecha v'munas chabalelos. How is emes v'muna all about emuna? We're waiting. From those that oppress us. All this is said in Emes Emunah. It's all about Emunah. All about the future Emunah that we have. Call Ela Hanithim Hatadirim Tamid. Right? No, not Shema. It's a bracha of Kriya Shema. There's an obligation that why does it have to do with Shema? Nothing. But they were kuvei to say it after you say Shema. So it's part of it's a requirement after Shema.
What did you fill
your bracha of Kriya Shema. You did you, not Shema, a bracha of Shema. Shema and bracha of Shema, nothing to do with each other.
It's a bracha of Shema.
It's a bracha of Shema.
Which is?
Emes V'yatziv, Emes Emuna.
It's bracha of Shema.
Go back to the Mishnah.
Yeah. V'amar Rav Arachin Asav Mishmei Derav. Hamispal Kishu Korea Korea B'Baruch. You bend down by the word Baruch. U'Kishu Zoki Zoki Hashem. When you get up by Hashem's name. Amar Shmuel, by the way, by Modim, there is no Hashem's name. So the word Modim is the equivalent of Hashem's name. Of the word Baruch, I'm sorry. See, you bow by Modim, no Hashem's name. There's no place to get up.
But that's why we don't bend down
knees. Correct. We'll get to the bending knees in a minute. Amar Shmuel, my time of the Rav, what's the reason? Tichsiv, Hashem Zokev Kifufim. Hashem is Zokev Kifufim, Hashem raises the bent. Meisri, 1 second. It says, Mipnei Shmi Nochas Hu, which means that when you mention Hashem's name, you have to be upright. Right? So, Miksiv Shmi? No, Mipnei Shmi Ksiv. Before my name. Meaning, when I say the name, you can get up. Amar Le Shmuel, Lechia Barav, Oryan, taught the Emolach Milsam Ali said the Amravuch. I'll tell you something your father said. Hach Amravuch. Kishu Korea, when you bend down, Korea Bebaruch, you bend down by the word Baruch. Kishu Zokev, when you get up, Zokev Hashem. You get up by Hashem's name, right? Rav Sheshes, Kikara, Kara, Kichivra. When you bend down like a stick, nice and nice and nice and down, right? Kikazokev, when he went up, Zokev Kichivra. He went up like a snake, like that. You know, like a snake gets up. Not to get up in one fell swoop, to stand up like a rod. That's how you bend down like a rod. When you get up, your head gets up first, and then the rest of your body. And the Magen Avraham says, when you bend, Baruch, when you say the word Atah, you bend your knees. There is no Atah by Modim, which is why you're not supposed to bend your knees. Just no bending knees, just straight down. When do you get up? By the word Lach. There's no Hashem's name. Okay? Where's Hashem's name? I don't know if you wait that long to get up. I don't know if it's wait that long. Okay.
What's it more What's it more? Why would you think that you're it's not a real bracha?
What's it more bothered with?
What's it telling you? You're not yetziv if you don't say it.
Right.
Of course you're not yetziv if you don't say something.
No, that's what he was asking. You have to say. Who made up this rule that at night you have to say things about emunah? Why is it, who made up that rule? The answer is the Chacham made up a rule. Yes, because it's based on a pasuk in Tehillim, right? What's that capital? What does that mean? Where is that? It's in a capital called Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, right? Why is it called Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos? Not one word in there about Shabbos. Not one word, except for the word Shabbos, right? So, the answer is because on Shabbos you have the time to think about Lahagid Baruch Hashdecha Vazabalelos. The rest of the week he's just davening it like it's davening. On Shabbos you get, what does this mean already? I'm going to spend a few minutes what it means. That's one shot I once heard. I felt like a good shot. Right? On Shabbos you have time to look it over.
You have time to be ma'ayin. What this means, l'hagir bracha? Yeah, we do it. We just say it. We think about it. Yeah, you should. Most people don't. On Shabbos, you can spend some time. Okay.
I don't understand this bending the yed atah, because our practice is we bend down the yed baruch. We bow at atah.
Okay, so you have to figure out exactly just minhagim. Amar Rabba bar Barchin and Asav Mishvei the Rav. Kol Hashana Kula Eldem Ispal Hakel HaKadosh. Every year, every day of the year, you say Hakel HaKadosh. Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Meshpat. And also, that bracha. Chutz Me'atzor Yamim Shemir Marashan Lama Kippurim Shem Ispal HaMelech HaKadosh. We say HaMelech HaKadosh. And also HaMelech HaMishpat. And Melech HaMishpat. Everybody knows this. Asks the Prisha, why are we changing Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh? That bracha is not talking about Mishpat. I didn't say Hashem's in judgment during those 10 days. That from Hakel HaKadosh to Mishpat to HaMelech. Why are you changing Hakel HaKadosh? That bracha has nothing to do with Mishpat. What are you changing it for? So the Prisha answers, every bracha in Shemona Esrei, the ending, the way we end, it says what Hashem does. What does Hashem do? Hashem is Hashover Oyevim U'machnia Zedim. Hashem will do that. Mishan Miftach Tzadikim. Hashem does that. By Hakel HaKadosh, it just says Hakel HaKadosh. Hashem is holy. So you're defining who Hashem is, not during these 10 days. He's more than that. He's a Melech. He's a Melech. You have to change it. It's an unbelievable part. Never thought of that. Nice part. Every other bracha, it tells what Hashem does. This one, what who Hashem is. You have to change that. Such a good part, no?
HaMelech HaMid, Reb Elazar Omer, Afilu Omer Melech HaKel HaKadosh Yotze, even if you say HaKel HaKadosh Yotze, Shenemar, Vigva Hashem Tzavakas B'Mishpat, Hashem raised up a Mishpat, VeHaKel HaKadosh, Nishas Ben Tztaka, Emesai, Vigva Hashem Tzavakas B'Mishpat, Elo Asar Yom, Yishem Roshan, V'Yam Rav Kippurim, V'Kamer HaKel HaKadosh, it says HaKel HaKadosh, May Havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Omer Yosef HaKel HaKadosh, Melech HaHev Tztaka B'Mishpat, Rabba Omer Melech HaKadosh, V'Melech HaMishpat, V'Ilchus HaKarabah, which is how we all do that, and then Tosfos over here talks about the other things that we throw in, like Mi Kamocha and Zachreinu L'Chaim. Tosfos ends off. If you forget those, you do not have to repeat Shemona Esrei, because those were made up by the Gaonim. They're not in the Gemara. All we have in the Gemara is those two, which is why those two you have to repeat if you make a mistake. Those are the last lines of Tosfos. Dulo Pasak B'Sefer B'Pirush V'Hevi Rai L'Dvarav. It doesn't say that in the Gemara anywhere. Those other ones, the other editions we have, Ksov L'Chaim, we say at the end of Shemona Esrei. That's nice to say. The tefillos, 100% you should say them. But if you don't say it, if you forgot, you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. The first half of Tosfos says you do have to repeat. Then he says that we don't hold like that, you don't have to repeat. Those are additions. Amar Rav Bar Chinan Asav Mishnei Derav. Kol She'ef Shal Levaki Rachim Al Chaveiro. If you could daven for somebody else, the Eino Levaki you don't, Nikra Chote, you're called a Chote. Shenemar, Gam Anochi Chalilu Li Mechato L'Hashem Mechadal L'Espal Ba'adchem. I didn't daven for you. Right? I didn't daven for you. What's the reason for that? What does it mean, kol she'ef shel levakesh? Anyone who's possible. Why can't you? What do you mean, if it's possible to daven for someone else and you don't, why is it not possible for you? What do you mean, if it's possible, you should do it. Why is it not possible? Such a good question. What does that mean? What does the Gemara mean? Right? So he says, because first of all, what mitzvah, he says over here, if you don't do it, you're a chote. What aver did you do? What sin did you do? The sin of Yahavta Becha Kamocha. You don't love the guy needs a job, so you don't daven for him. You don't daven for him, right? So he says over here,
if you don't do a mitzvah, a say, does that make you a chote?
So he says like this. Also, this is not brought down anywhere in a posek. No posek brings down this gemara. If you don't daven, if you're efshir, the answer is only talking about the gadol hador, you know, the rabbeim, the higher element of klai Yisrael. They should be davening for other people. You, who? Why your tefillah is going to be heard? Who are you? So therefore, it's only efshir if you're in the parsha. You can daven for other people, and you don't. Yeah, you're a chote, and that's why it's not brought down lahalacha, because it's only talking about a few select people. Okay. Amar Rava, Im Talmud Chacham Hu, Tzarech Sheyichal Atzlav. You should be sick over it. My Taima, Ilei Mishum Dechsev, Ein Cholam Mikem Alai, the Gola Zaznai, Dilam Melech Shiny. The king maybe is different. Elam Echachav, Ani Bechalosam, Levoshi. Okay, fine. Amar Rava, Bar Rachinan Asav, Mishmei Derav, Kol Osa Dvar Veira. If someone does a sin, Umavayesh Bo, and he's embarrassed about it, Mochu Lo Kol Al Kol Avon Osav. He's forgiven.
Shenamar, because it says, Lamantiskri uboshti falil lecha od pitzchon peh. Because you're embarrassed, not going to do it again. Because you were embarrassed, you got a kapara. So says Hashem.
Why is embarrassed enough to get a kapara? There's more to tshuva than that. One time that's charata, and maybe this charata. There's also more to tshuva than that. The answer is once you're on the road of charata, you're going to for sure do tshuva. That's what some say. Some say that embarrassment takes the place of all three elements of tshuva, Kabbalah, Allah Asid, and right. So therefore, and vidui. So if you're embarrassed, it covers all three, and you're good to go. One second. The Gemara says, "Man, dil mitzibur shiny. Maybe tzibur's different.
So elamehacha.
Why is it tzibur different? Or was it tzibur different? Right? Just the opposite. If the whole tzibur is embarrassed, then isn't the busha a little bit lessened? I'm embarrassed. Everyone sits in together. We all worship the Avodah Zarah together. The whole shul. So, and they're all embarrassed about it. Isn't my embarrassment lessened? He also did it. Did everyone else did it? If I went by myself, it's so embarrassing. If the whole shul went together, so it's much more, the embarrassment's less. The Gemara says, no, tzibur's different. Right? Why is the tzibur different? Says the Mitzvah Eliyahu, just the opposite. Tzibur should be less. So he answers that, yes, on that respect, yeah, your individual busha is weakened because everyone else did it. But as a general rule, looking at the whole picture, what a disaster. The whole kehila, the whole tzibur, did something worse. Individually, it's better. But collectively, it's much worse.
Okay. El Rehacha. Says, V'yomer Shmuel al-Shol. Shmuel says to Shol, Lama here garstani,
why did you wake me up? This is when Shol went to the witch of Endor, they call it. It's really Endor, it's not from Return of the Jedi. But Endor, she went to Endor and said, Lama here garstani, why'd you wake me up from the dead? Says Shmuel.
La'al osi osi. V'yomer Shol, tzayli ma'od b'plishtim, the plishtim are bothering me. V'milcham, they'll have a war. B. V'Hashem sormeyala, Hashem not answering me. V'lo anayni, O'od, gam b'yad nevi'im, the Yavim won't answer me, gam b'milchamos, B'l'chalomos, the dreams won't answer me. V'ekol l'chal, I woke you up. V'l'hal d'yani, what should I do? V'elu urmatum lo'kamar.
Shmuel didn't mention that he wanted to ask the urmatum, and they also ignored him. Why didn't he ask that? Mishum dekatle l'novi arkanim. Because he killed them all out. So he was embarrassed to say, and the urmatum, I can answer me, I killed it all the kahanim. He was embarrassed.
U'minayin she dechiulei ben shmai, how you know that got him a forgiveness? Shnemar, because it says, v'yomer Shmuel al-shol, machar ata ubincha imi.
You're going to be dying tomorrow, by the way. They said to Shol, you're going to die tomorrow. You're with me together. You mean you're going to have a kapara with me. So everyone asks, one second. Shaul was embarrassed because he killed Novi Arkahanim. But then he went ahead and did another sin. He conjured up someone from the dead. You're not supposed to do that. He went to a witch or something. You're not supposed to do that. So the answer is, Shaul could have ran away. So, I know I'm going to die tomorrow on the battlefield. That's it. I'm running to Miami. I'm going to live over there. He didn't do that. He faced his demons like a man. He thought, you know what? That's my job. I'm going to go. See what he got a kapara. It's almost such a nice word.
For Rabbanon, Amri, Mehacha. Va'akonam, ha'lashem, megivos shol, b'chir Hashem.
That what happened was, David went to the Givonim and said, how can we have a kapara for Shol HaMelech? He just died. He said, yeah, the Givonim said, you want a kapara? Let me have seven of his children. I'm going to hang them all. I'm going to kill them all after what Shol did to us. He killed the Novi Rekahanim who supported us. Now we're starving. So that's what he wanted to do, right?
Baskol, Yotze Baskol v'Amra, B'chir Hashem.
The Baskol said, Shaul's a B'chir Hashem. I forgive him, he's embarrassed.
Amr Bavo, Ben Zetrosi, Amr of Yehuda, Bar Zavida, Bikshu Lukvar Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma.
They wanted to stick Parshas Balak of all things into Parshas Kriyashma.
Ubnei Ma Lo Kavu, why didn't they do that?
Mishum Tarach HaTzibur, because it takes too long.
My time, why do they want to do that?
Ilem, Mishum Dechseba, Kel Motia Mimitzrayim.
Call Parshas Mimitz, Parshas Mishkolos, Ksibu Yisiyas Mitzrayim.
Those Parshas also say Yisiyas Mitzrayim. The time is 50 times in the Torah. Why are we mentioning these two parshas? Number one, they're short. And number two, because we could throw in not to steal. We'll throw that in also. Be an honest man. So you could kill two birds with one stone. Every morning, not steal. Every morning, not to steal. Get right.
Ella, Amar V'yosi, Bar'avin, Mishum, Dixiv, Be'i, Haikra. It says, Karav, Shachi, Ka'ari.
You lie down like a lion. Ukulavi, me, you committed. Get up like a lion. V'leim, Ha'atzuk, V'sulo. That's such a great pasuk. So say that pasuk and that's it.
Kami, we have a tradition. Call a parsha the Pascha Moshe Rabbi Moshe, Paskinan, the Lo Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Paskinan.
We can't do that. Moshe didn't stop there, we can't stop there.
Parsha Tzitzis in the Nakavu, why we say Parsha Tzitzis? Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, Nesheish Bar Chamisha Dvarim. It has five elements. What are the five elements? It's unclear what the five are. I'll read them like this. Tzitzis is one. Mitzvah tzitzis. Yetzias Mitzrayim is two. Ol mitzvos is three. Das minim is four. What's das minim? It says, oh, Rashi says, osim hokum tamei Torah, people that distort the Torah. And number five is, hear her aveira, to hear her avodah zara. Bishlom ha-haniflas, mefarshin ol mitzvos, tiksev risim ozor, tzikhatim eskol mitzvos Hashem. Tzitzis tiksev, asu lehem tzitzis. You see, it's a sign to say, Asher Tzitzis. El das minim, hear aveira, hear avodah zara. What about those, where those people come from? So, Titania, achre levalchem, zuminus, fechenu omer, Hashem, omer, naval, believo, ein alokim, achre inechem, zu hiravera, hiravera, shenemar v'yom eshimshon el aviv, osa kachli, kihi yishar v'enai, atim zonim, zehira vodazara, v'chein omer v'yiznu achre habaylim. Right? yeah. So that, those are the other three, and therefore we have it all, and we'll stop here. The next Mishnah is a famous Mishnah. Everybody knows this Mishnah because we say it in the Haggadah. So we'll stop right here and we'll pick up the Mishnah. Everybody have a very good day.
Right.